Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Steve Feld, better known as Biz Coach Steve, certified business coach, author, and professional speaker. I've owned and operated 6 different businesses, ran 3 others, and been part of 3 different Fortune 500 companies. And I provide content-driven workshops, and I'm co-owner of a book publishing company. And my thing is I'm very, very passionate about seeing small businesses survive and thrive.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I'd say it's the transformation. Seeing a business that's going from flat or declining or just not getting the results that they want to all of a sudden seeing that they're getting the results, growing, being happier, the stress level comes down. And all of a sudden, they're attracting more clients and serving more people.
Love it. Love it. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes from clients greatly increases conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. Getting testimonials are fantastic. It's because it's not your opinion. It's your client's opinion and how you serve them and got them the results that they were expecting in their business. I totally believe in referrals, and I do believe in that old cliche. It is one of the greatest compliments you can receive.
It is. I 100% agree. Number four, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Always think of the famous radio station Wiffum. What's in it for me, and the me is your client. Always think how ways to solve their problem. That's what you're here for, solving their problems. Ask a lot of questions before providing any solutions. That way, make sure that you're really truly serving them in the best purpose that why you are here to help them.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know you have 8 strategies on how to get 10K or more out of your business without spending any money on marketing. Talk about a couple of those.
One of the biggest things that we always see is, I hear this all the time, when someone's putting an ad in the local paper or wherever, paying per click ads, they're not getting any response and they've tried everything. Well, the biggest thing is it's your message. That could be the biggest thing is your headline. It's not talking to who your target market is. You need to think in the eye, their eyes, not your eyes. You need to speak to them in their language. And then what is their problem and how are you solving it? Which I'd say 95% of ads out there do not address any of that. So that's one of the many 8 strategies. We have hundreds and hundreds of strategies, but we do 8 strategies in a workshop environment, and we can show how to uncover at least $10,000 or more in someone's business in about 45 minutes to an hour, all without spending any more money on marketing or advertising.
Well, can you give me some examples of some of the better, like a headline you've seen that was bad, you helped someone fix it on an ad and it became more converting?
Yes, a great one is I like picking on HVAC companies. I don't know why, because all their ads look identical, full of platitudes, been in business this long, family owned and operated. My favorite is we provide great customer service. Well, that's all implied. What are you doing for the customer? How are you solving their problems? Are you coming out within 1 hour of a call? Are you guaranteeing your work? Are you backing it up for longevity? That's what's going on in the customer's head. Are you going to be clean? Are you going to be around? Not, hey, that's great that you give customers great customer service, because otherwise, are you implying that you give poor customer service? You're wasting type space. You're not speaking to the customer.
Love it there. Let's get to question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I don't know. I have to say Jane Powers. She works for highly motivated individuals. She's more of a speaking coach, but she also teaches how to get on stage, but also cleans up your presentation as well as works on your business with you. She's funny and she does get results for the clients and just someone you always want to hang out with.
Awesome. I'll look her up when we're done here. But number 6, Steve, most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one. Hey, Steve. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Very first sale. I've been caught many times doing this because I was selling snacks and treats out of my locker in elementary school so I can pay for sport trading cards. That's how it all began. And then one day, years and years later, I was actually helping out one of my friends who owned a business with their struggles in their business. And we were at a coffee shop and someone overheard the conversation and they came up to me and said, "Hey, I want you to help me in my business just like you helped that person. How do we start?"
Nice. I love that they're at a coffee shop. That's awesome. So you now have 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. Promo time. Talk about the weather. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or even the record that you have on your wall, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Well, the record on the wall, I used to work for a division of Warner Brothers. So I used to travel around with musical acts, and that's a platinum album from the Eagles, the Hell Freezes Over tour. So I used to do that in my past life, as you will. And then when I got off the road, that's when I started working with businesses. I went out and started doing process improvement, change management inside companies. And next thing you know, it led to coaching and consulting and business plans and marketing plans. And it's just tiered up from there, along with owning and operating businesses. And many of the businesses I used to work with, even when I was traveling, I've gone back and helped them in their businesses since that time. So process improvement, change management were my main things. Operations and marketing, I'm hugely passionate about. So
perfect there. Was that your promo also?
I also have books, as you see right above me, but we do complimentary workshops for business owners, showing them those 8 strategies. That is one of the greatest things. And then of course, being a co-owner of a publishing house with someone else. So we actually create expert books for anyone who wants to set themselves apart from everyone else. Short little books, about 60 page read, easy to read, but it actually has led to many people just separating themselves. If you're in the competition of sales and marketing, giving a potential prospect one of your little books and tells them about you and how you work with a client and how you're different than anyone else, that little teeny tiny book will set you apart and take your business to a whole nother level.
Perfect. You have 1 minute and 53 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
Yeah, I would always recommend if anyone works with a coach, doesn't matter what kind of a coach, do your due diligence. Really get to know them. Make sure that are they going to get you the results that you are looking for, and how can you work together? Because if it's oil and water kind of scenario, it's not going to help anyone. But I encourage people, ask for the help. And that's one of the killers of small business owners. They don't ask for help.
That is correct. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Bizcoachsteve.com.
In the description, it's magic. Steve, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.